Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And please call, because I took last week off and you got two calls.
I did get two calls last
week. So I'm starting
to
think it's maybe my problem, you know, that when I'm here, nobody calls because I talk too much. As you say, what, diatribe or whatever you say? Now, we have a very important thing that's happening today.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one? There's two of them. That one. Yes, because we have two big events today. The biggest event of the two is Juan's birthday.
So this show would not go on if it wasn't for...
Woohoo! And just for you, Juan, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Juan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness. You guys should be singers.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing here?
People just tuned out right then.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So congratulations on that.
Yes.
And he was talking to his grandmother when we came in. So, and, you know, Steve could understand it. I couldn't. But
well, I'm not going to.
I'm a little scared because you actually speak a little bit of Spanish.
A little bit of Spanish.
So
yeah, a little bit of Spanish.
I got to be careful, guys. I'm sorry. And if you guys are out there, listeners that speak Spanish and need some heaters, there we go.
Thanks, man. We got this guy. Yeah.
And then we're also down at the Farm Boy.
Yeah, Wellington Road South.
And it's the Business Cares.
London Food Drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to be there handing out bags, collecting food.
All day.
Yeah. Today
and tomorrow.
So Steve's going to be there this afternoon. I'm not scheduled, but I'm going to be there between
whenever
11
you feel
and
like
1.
It. Nice.
You know,
good.
When after I drop Tundra off, I can head down and then I'll
bringing,
be there.
You're not bringing Tundra?
No. that would get the police there if I brought Tundra. And then I'll be there Sunday from 9 to 1. So
awesome.
So it good. Will be a lot of fun. Say hello to Dean. Dean's organizing it down there.
Dean's done a good job organizing it. So thank you, Dean.
Yeah. I've got, what is it called? TikTok? Is that what it's called now?
Or TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
No, I've got someone coming to do a story and put it on TikTok.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you're on TikTok. Yeah. Wow.
No,
okay.
I'm not on TikTok. I keep thinking, is that X or what's X or I don't know.
X is the old Twitter. Yes.
Try
to keep up.
Yeah, try to keep up. That's the problem. Why can't they just have one name?
Yeah.
Stay with it. So we'll be down there. Say hello to everybody. They start at 9 o'clock today. So you'll see the two big yellow trucks.
Yep.
And so we want to fill them.
And maybe some peripheral yellow vehicles around as well.
And one dirty one.
Well, not mine.
Well, mine's dirty. I haven't got there and washed it yet.
Oh, you're going
to. Maybe I'll do that before I come.
I think, well, you know you're going to. So, yeah, you're going to head over to Miami Car Wash and.
No.
Oh. But it's, it. There's.
Two bucket car wash, Steve. Two bucket car
Juan,
wash.
Juan, have you ever heard of the two bucket car wash?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's. That car will never, ever, ever see the inside of an automated car wash. That is for certain. Doesn't matter if it's touchless or not. It will not see the inside of a car wash. Correct?
I want to know why.
Yeah.
Two bucket car wash does not scratch the vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to actually have to Google that and read about it. It is a thing. You can read about it. Two bucket car wash. Yeah. And you know what? His buckets are named at the shop. Don't touch them. Don't use them. Don't use the brush. I mean, it's cause to get fired.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
But my car looks good.
Can you do my car wash for my
birthday?
Well,
yeah. I mean, secretly, that's what, you know, if he wasn't in the heating and air conditioning business, he would have his own car wash.
Really?
Absolutely,
yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
One of my best friends back in Colombia owns a car, like a spa. They call him a spa for cars.
Yeah.
And some people are very picky about those things.
I'm sitting right across right here.
I thought it was just the mowing in your house. Yeah.
No, it's the car. It's all about the car, actually.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that when I was younger in the weekends. I would work for the shop, and then on the weekends,
detail.
I would deal with cars.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Two bucket
car wash. Bucket. Yeah.
Not a drive-thru,
ever. Yes. Because when you go through the drive-thru and there's still dirt in your car and those power washers hit that dirt, they actually hit it into the car and scratch it.
Slide it across.
Look at you. You even know, you have heard this so much that you even know now.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to have a car wash guy call in and defend the
car
wash.
He should defend, right? Yeah. Yes, to explain to Peter why the two-bucket car wash isn't always necessary. Yes.
Wow. Well, things you learn.
Yeah. Yep. So apparently we're answering questions on car wash today as well. So for our listeners, if you've got a car wash question for Peter, how to keep your tires black or your engine clean or the inside of your car spotless, please call in and he'll answer those questions for you.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort and Car Wash Show.
Exactly.
Presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
And so it starts.
Yes, it does. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show. You can give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. What's your guess?
Nothing yet. Oh, going to hold it.
Okay.
I'll hold my cards.
All right. Well, let's get right into the question. By the way, 777 people following us on Facebook. 777.
Seven.
Yeah. Lucky number, up 5.
Let's get to 780 next weekend.
Okay. I recently moved to the area, and my friend said I should call you. Great friend.
Right.
Better keep him forever if he said that. We have a garage heater that is not working. Are you able to help us get it working?
Well, as long as it's not an electric garage heater, then absolutely. I mean, if it's propane fired or gas fired, then we can, and it's a fixed unit, then we can certainly help. If it's a portable kerosene heater, sorry, not what we do. Or if it's an electric heater, not what we do. But if it's hung, suspended, and gas piped and vented, and connected to either propane or natural gas, yes, we can help you.
Now, more and more people we're seeing are getting garage heaters.
Yes. And it's not as easy as what people think.
No, and that's what I was going to say. There's a lot of rules and regulations that go in it because, you know, if you're parking your car in or you have lawnmower or you have gas cans, you have anything that's flammable, everything has rules and regulations.
They certainly do.
Some people are making them into man caves.
Right.
You know, which is different.
Right.
And it's, you know, we're heating a garage, but yes, it's not really a garage.
But then you have to make it so that it's not a garage. So having the garage door still operational and being able to pull a car in there does not make it a man cave. That makes it a garage. So you have to do some things. If you really want some sort of heating system put in there, it's not as easy as just coming in and putting a heater in, because if you can pull something in and it's going to hit that heater, like a truck or something, you can't. That's not going to work, and we can't put it in. So there are rules and clearances and all kinds of things that we have to obey. And, you know, if you want to do something like that, you can call us out, and we can look at it, and we can let you know.
And a lot of people may say, well, I'm not going to use it, but then you move.
Right.
And now that garage becomes a garage.
Yes.
So it has to be put in per
correctly.
The regulation.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. But give us a call whether you need it fixed or whether you need a new one. We can definitely take a look at that.
Yeah.
Next one that came in said, everyone is talking about rebates available for heat pumps. I would like to wait until January to have you come out and give me a quote. Will I miss the rebate period?
Say that again. When?
January.
No. So, I mean, it's always, there's no cost to getting a quotation. You can have a quotation done at any point in time. There has been some news releases that some of these rebates are going to go away in March. That's what's been reported. We don't know how All we can do is report on what they send to us. So that's what's going on right now. We don't know if there's going to be a change in the program or anything. So if you're okay for January, but really, if you've got time to get it done, just have us come out and give you a quotation.
And you really should book your audit now.
Yes, because once you're on, if you're listed, if you already have the audit done, then you're good to go.
So if they wait to January, the auditors are all booked, can't get out there, you would miss the rebates.
Possibly.
If you get the audit done, then get your quotes and everything done, you're good to go.
Yes.
So,
I mean, it's the biggest holdup. So, if you're thinking about doing this, then just go ahead and get that done. And if you're going to make application for the tax-free loan or the interest-free loan, not tax-free, the interest-free loan, then you really need to get them in, because that takes a little bit of work to get all that paperwork completed.
And I'm going to mention, because I'm a guy that I don't want to wait for my money.
You don't want to wait for anything.
So the rebate, greener home, you're going to wait 6 to 8 months.
To
get your money back.
Yep, absolutely.
The clean home rebate,
you'll get that within
6 to 8 weeks.
Yes. Yep.
But it's $2,000
less. Yes, it is.
So $4,500 versus $6,500, but you don't need to have audits.
Right. Now, if you're in a non-Enbridge territory, I mean, then you're only going to get $5,600. Yep. So if you're not connected to Enbridge Gas, then you don't get an additional $1,500.
So there is options out there,
right.
But the length I see now that it takes to get that rebate money back,
right.
To me, that's a problem. I've reported it up all the channels I can to complain about it.
But, and then I just learned about a new, well, it's not new, but there's an off-oil program that is out there too. So if you've got an oil furnace and you want to come off oil, there's rebate money for you there as well. And I've been doing some reading on that. A customer asked me to look into it, so I did. But they're very particular. You can't put in hybrid. If you're going off oil, it has to be all electric. So that's an all electric cold climate heat pump. So that's put your backup now is going to be electric furnace with an air source heat pump. And then there's an off oil rebate as well.
With a 2020 filter.
Your favorite, right?
My favorite.
Your
filter.
Favorite, yes.
20 inches by 20 inches.
Yeah, works great.
But, yeah, so talk to us. Give us a call. Get Steve out there. I understand Steve gave out his personal cell phone number last week. I can give that out again if you'd like, Steve.
And I got a phone call yesterday on my way to Woodstock. And thank you, Doug, for your phone call. I hope I gave you an appropriate answer. And, obviously, he wrote my phone number down and gave me a call and asked a couple of questions for me.
We have great listeners on this show.
We do, yeah.
Mike Stubbs, Doug.
Right? Yes.
Yep. There you go.
Yes.
See, and you didn't think we had. Nobody was listening is what you said at one point, wasn't it? Didn't
well,
you
I didn't. I thought we had an audience of two or three, yes.
Oh.
I have been corrected.
You've been corrected.
Yes.
Now, this one is about a heat pump as well. Says, my heat pump is making a loud noise. I would think that's probably during the defrost cycle.
Possibly.
Is this normal? Is there a sound blanket or something I can get for the noise?
Well, I also learned it could be line set noise too, right?
So let's talk about the defrost first.
Okay. So when a heat pump will go into defrost, because what happens as it's pulling heat from outside, the outside starts to get frosty. So it can't continue to do that. It can't work efficiently. So every now and then the unit will go into defrost, and all it does is throw some hot gas back at that condenser where it sheds the ice very quickly. And it will drop down below the unit, which is why we have to lift them off the ground by 18 inches. So that in that switch, there's a reversing valve which will make a noise. And so sometimes that noise, you think, well, boy, this thing's really, really quiet, but every now and then I hear this funny sound. So that's typically reversing valve. So that's probably something you're going to have to get used to, because you can't really quiet down a reversing valve. And the other would be?
The other is like a harmonic sound.
Harmonics. So because those refrigeration lines are attached to the compressor is spinning, so there is vibration. So if you're taking refrigeration lines right out of the condensing unit and going right into a house, they recommend a couple of bends before you get into the house, and really that reduces the amount of vibration which is going to travel through that line set. But if you don't put a couple of bends in, you just go right in the house, and that line set is up against any joist whatsoever, there's a strong possibility that that's going to produce a harmonic sound or vibration. And it's, I mean, I remember one time going to a customer's home, we put in an air conditioner, and I walk up to his house, he had a noise complaint, and the unit was absolutely dead silent, didn't even know it was running. I walked in the house, and I went, oh my goodness, what's that sound? And it was you could hear the compressor inside the house. You step outside, can't hear a thing. And it was all due to harmonics in that line set vibrating through the house. So there are ways to stop that from happening, and just if that is happening, then just call your contractor back. He should be able to, you know, fix that up for you.
Yeah, and some manufacturers created a harmonics kit with almost like magnets that you put around the lines and, you know, wire tied it. And
yeah, and hence they found by putting a couple of bends in the line set before you go into a house, kind of solves that problem as well.
And that's why a lot of times you don't cement the line set in.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, why didn't you cement it? You siliconed it or caulked it. Well, that just gives that movement instead of it being solid, and then now the noise is transferred. Thus why I do not like brackets, because when you set the unit on the bracket and a noise comes, it goes through the bracket to the foundation and into the home.
But, yeah.
But that's another long story. And I believe all air conditioners and heat pumps should be on the ground. Then any noise transfers to the ground. Well, the heat pump goes on a stand,
okay,
but the stand is on the ground,
yes.
Not a bracket.
But
on
some cases, when you go into a house and the ground is sloping at such a degree and such an angle, you can't put them there because you can't dig out that area because it'll just get washed away anyways. Sometimes you're forced to put them on brackets.
Well, or condos.
Yeah.
Their bylaws and everything in there.
So that, you know, we are handcuffed at times to do what we have to do. And
Handcuffed. Salespeople are handcuffed. Oh, I ever, don't I hear that every day?
Every day you hear it, yes. Because, you know,
installers call me and say, why didn't the sales do this? They were handcuffed.
That's right. We were handcuffed. There. That's how you can answer that question from now on.
Yeah. See the laugh I get from the other end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, handcuffed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll handcuff them. But wait till they stop by, I'll handcuff them.
I'll handcuff them to the heat pump. Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Come on, Steve.
I'm just trying to figure out who it is. Is it someone old?
Trying to get me into trouble?
I don't know.
You still don't know.
I'm trying to figure out who the female singer is, because that's the theme.
Famous female singer.
Famous female singer.
Yeah.
I'll give you, it's not Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I didn't think it was Lady Gaga.
And I'll tell you, it's not Adele.
I knew it's not Adele
but
either.
But it's in that group of age.
It's in that group of age. Oh.
Yeah. Sugar. Okay. Yeah. There's one more song.
I know. Well, there's two more.
Well, you don't get to answer the one after the show ends.
Okay.
In the elevator. Hey, I think it's this.
Because that's the one that's usually the easy one. That's the one that goes, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you are about to listen to our reminder of the day.
Well, we have Vanessa's reminder of the day.
We do.
And it's aimed right at you, Steve.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
It's air quality is the conversation on everyone's mind, especially during the cold and flu season.
That's true.
Our comfort advisors would be happy to provide you with a no-obligation quote for one of our indoor air quality products. Let's hear what Steve has to say about these products.
Is that what she said? That's hilarious. Okay. You know, sometimes a little heads up goes a long way. Just saying. Anyway, air quality products.
Yep. So, you know, the COVID, flu, what do we got that can help people?
So if anything which is viral or bacterial in nature, which is the flu virus, COVID virus, anything like that, I mean, the most successful way to eliminate those is with ultraviolet. So now that doesn't mean that if you walk in your house with COVID, it's going to prevent anybody else in the house from getting COVID. We're not making that kind of a statement. But if it's airborne and it goes through your system and we have a UV light installed in your system by your furnace, whether it's over the coil or in the return air drop or maybe even in the filtration device itself, then it has a 99.9% kill rate on the COVID virus. So, and it doesn't kill it. It disables it is what it does. So it interrupts the DNA of the virus and doesn't allow it to reproduce. That's how it works, and that's done with UVC radiation, which you cannot look at. So these lights are placed in such a way that you can't see them with your eye if it were, you would burn your retina. So, you know, we have to make sure that when we put it in the furnace, that it's such that it's going to do what it's designed to do, as well as not being able, so you're not going to have any visible light which is shining through to you as well.
And maintenance has to be done to those.
Right. So, I mean, what people don't understand is that bulb will produce a blue light for a very long time. And so you'll always think, well, the light's still working. Well, yeah, the light may be on, but it's not producing any UVC radiation. So you have to understand that each bulb, each manufacturer, because there's many UV bulbs out there, each manufacturer will have a expiry date on that bulb when it stops producing the amount of UVC necessary to do the job it needs to do. So some of them are 1 year, some are 2 year. There's one company that has a 3 year bulb, but you won't find anything more than that. And so then if you really want it to be effective, you need to change it as it says, as per manufacturer.
And if you don't, it kind of becomes like those black lights we used to have back in the 80s, Steve, in our room, and it would light up all the posters. And, you know, if you wore white, it would be glowing, and they kind of work like that if you don't replace them.
Right. Yeah. I just got a text from Vanessa. Yeah. Surprise!
There you go.
Now, it was kind of interesting. We also carry around a meter, which it measures many things. It measures VOCs, particulate, humidity, temperature, carbon dioxide. So I carry that meter with me. And so if you ask for an air test, I can go in and provide you a simplistic test. It's not, I won't be able to tell you what compound the VOCs are, but with that meter, I can at least tell you that, yeah, you know, you would benefit from maybe ventilation or a better filtration, or maybe you benefit from ultraviolet. So we do have those meters, and we can go in your house and provide and it's free, a free test for you, and you'll make recommendations if we see fit.
So if you're out and about, you're down at the Farm Boy on Wellington Road, say hello to Vanessa. She's down there.
Is she?
And say hello to...
Listening on the radio. Hopefully the radio is just... Turned up really loud so everybody walking by can hear our voices and what's going on.
Just say you're a listener of the show, just stop it in, say hi.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd appreciate that. And, again, Steve and I will be down there throughout today and tomorrow. So if you see us, drop in. I'm the good-looking one.
So if you really want to see what we look like, come down to Farm Boy.
And you'll see why we're on the radio and not on TV.
That's right. Yes, that's why we are radio personalities.
Now, I live in London.
I live in St. Thomas.
But last night, I got call after call after call because there was a power outage in St. Thomas.
Right.
So the curling club went down.
Oh,
the curlers were out on the ice.
Oh, no.
You know, the bar register wouldn't work.
Let's get to the real reason that the curlers were upset is the bar wasn't open, right? Let's get down to it.
And then we had a fire alarm and we had all the fire trucks.
And then you got lots of light.
Yeah, yeah, we could see everything with all the lights going around. So when a power outage happens, what do I got to do when it comes back on to my furnace or heat pump, or is there anything I have to do?
So nowadays you do absolutely nothing. I mean, these smart thermostats, whatever that thermostat was asking to do when the power went out, when it turns back on, it's going to resume that function. So it's going to come back on and know that you want it 20 degrees in the house and or whatever you had it set at or whatever you had it, whatever you asked it to do, it's going to do the same thing. So it's going to come back on and it's going to start that again. If you're what you can't do in a power outage, I mean, obviously you're going to turn something on for heat. You may turn on a fireplace. You may plug, you can't even plug in an electric heater, obviously, but you may turn on a gas fireplace. They'll typically still work, although there's no fan. But what you can't do, don't turn on your gas range to heat your house, please. I mean, that produces, because your vent fan's not working, that gas range is producing carbon monoxide at a very fast rate. And the more it burns, the faster it produces it. And then there's horror stories about things like that. People bring in, you even hear people bringing in their barbecues to provide heat. Yeah. All that stuff doesn't vent, and it'll kill you, unfortunately. That's carbon monoxide.
And that's why we recommend CO detectors that have a battery backup.
Yes.
So when the hydro goes out, you haven't plugged in the wall, but when the hydro goes out,
they
the
still work.
Yeah. It keeps it on, just so you're aware. And digital readout that will read from zero.
Right.
Not 200 parts.
Right.
You know, we want to find out, oh, we got five? Why do we got five? And start figuring out the problem before it gets dangerous.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. I mean, gas fireplaces or sealed combustion units, they're fine, but not your gas range, not ever.
And there's some that have electronic ignition or whatever that could not light due to power outages.
They're supposed to, I mean, it's true, but the battery system's supposed to create a spark and allow that to happen, but it depends on the fireplace manufacturer. It's hard to say,
So there's, so you can talk to Vanessa about not giving you a heads up there.
Right. But. Just a little heads up. Yep.
I knew about it.
Like, I'm sure you did.
Tuesday,
just like you know,
I think I know about
just
it.
Just like you know who this woman is singing these Christmas songs.
Yeah. I gotta say something here, and I gotta defend Steve here. She normally gives the answer, and this one is like, oh no, he has it.
Yeah. See, thanks, Juan. Yeah. Thank you. So, Vanessa, if you're listening, you know,
and I like you, Vanessa. I don't know you yet, but I think you should have given the answer.
But you could call this Vanessa and Steve's tipping.
No. This is her deal. So yes, maybe she could throw you a little curveball next week. But you've got. Sorry, it doesn't work.
I get it all ahead of time. I'd have like four pages ready.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To read that
exactly. Out, so. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was it last week without me here? How did Steve do?
He did well. He did really good. Yeah. You guys. Of course, the flow between you two, and I'm not saying anything.
No, it's true,
the guy
though.
That
yes.
you have, but
yes.
you guys have this flow that you guys have a conversation, and
it's good,
I know
it's
you
good
guys
that
are
you said
about
the flow is the conversation and not hair, because Peter doesn't have any flow, man.
No, but listen, you guys. This is the thing, though. The thing is, like, you guys are talking about something very serious, but you guys make it so informal. That is so easy, and it gets to absolutely everyone.
Thank you.
That's a good thing to have. It's very hard to be on the radio. People don't understand that. They're like, oh, they're just talking. To prepare a show is very hard, so you guys do an amazing job. But yes, he did amazing.
Thanks, Juan. Thank you.
Peter was amazing. I think that's what he said.
Yes, obviously. And all every now and then he just one time he gave me the cut sign.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get off.
Yeah.
And then the other time it was just like, he goes like this, answer the phone. Oh, okay, answer the phone.
It didn't work, guys. It didn't work. That's it.
Yeah. See, and I'm paying attention and I miss the cut.
Sorry, I don't. I'm oblivious to the world, Peter.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so you can call in and ask any questions you have related to heating, cooling in your home or business. You can call us at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
Do you know the answer?
I got it.
What is it?
See, that was Blake Shelton.
Uh-huh.
And if that's Blake Shelton, then the girl's got to be Gwen Stefani.
That's it. You got it. So what about her?
I mean, these are, it's good. The theme is Christmas songs by Gwen Stefani.
There we go. That's it. Simple.
Oh, yes. Triumph.
I didn't hear it.
Well, yeah, you didn't hear it because you were gone. Anyway, that song, I knew who that song was immediately. I knew that was Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
And so I just said to Juan, if it's Blake Shelton, then the girl's got to be Gwen.
Well, there you go. Gwen Stefani.
I love how we get it. Because of another artist. Not about her.
Like, not about her. It's just, that's Blake Shelton. Okay, I got this.
So then what's going to be her last song? Because you said, last song always gives it.
Well, I mean, that's like, what are you having for dinner tonight?
No,
like,
but think about, this is a very well-known song. It was, what do we have in winter here a lot?
Snow.
So?
Let it snow.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't want that song. Is there something about Walking on Sunshine or something by Katrina and the Waves you can play just to bring the summer back? Yeah. Anyway,
Maybe I'll see if she has Christmas songs for next week.
Who? Katrina and the Waves?
Well, you're giving it away now.
Yeah.
So.
It's never a giveaway. Let's be honest, right? And I expect sometimes for listeners just to kind of give me a text and kind of give me a heads up,
You better give your phone number out so they know where to text you. Go ahead.
I did. I did that last week.
Well, so give it out then.
Fine.
Have an idea. Yeah. I know this is out of everything, but I have an idea.
Okay.
We should have this game, you against the listeners. So if the listener picks it up first, give us a call.
Right.
And then we'll give them a hug.
I like that.
Yes. Then
so we interact with them because they're probably at home listening and being like, oh, come on, Steve.
Steve,
I know
can't
that
you
was
get
Lady
that?
Gaga.
Honestly, really? Come on, really?
Yes.
That's right.
So, and then that'll like just that. Make me look even more foolish because listeners will get it on one try.
That's why I love
Listen, that. if we go like 7 weeks zero... Listeners winning, I'll give you one. I'll just text it to you.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, before it even starts,
text it. Yeah.
Well, thanks for covering me for me there. Mother Nature called, so.
Did she? I mean, I've never seen you move so fast in my life.
Yeah, my new knee saying, hey, what are you running for? Now, we had our Christmas get together. We should thank Brandon Baldwin for coming in last week.
Yes, very much. Yep. You did a great job.
Yep. I had cooked breakfast at the curling club for some volunteers. It was great. I did not cook it. I served it.
There you go. That's
and
better.
And it was buffet style.
Oh.
Okay. So I didn't.
You really didn't need
do
to
a
be
lot.
There.
appreciate that.
Okay.
But we had our Christmas.
We did.
Christmas at our place.
Right, which was at the RBC place. And us and, I don't know.
900 other people.
Yeah.
And and they had a DJ.
They did.
And I was up dancing.
You were Gene, the dancing machine.
Disco Pete came back.
Yeah, they put that 80s groove on, Juan, and let me tell you, this guy has started busting moves. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just saw him. I saw him running, so I can assume if that's how you run, I cannot imagine you dancing. Holy.
So there you go. Yeah. So I was concerned about the knee.
Apparently not.
Took it a little easy for the first song and then went, we're good. It's solid. Let's go. I tried to do break dancing, but
tell
I just couldn't
true.
Get
you're
back
You're testing
up.
The knee, and then you're proving everything. Dancing, running.
There you go.
Yeah. He really likes the song Car Wash.
No, Celebration is my song.
Oh, I'm just joking. Just to hold the car wash theme, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, there you go. Oh. Yeah, that one went over me.
It sure did.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's get back to the questions.
I just want to say that RBC place, that Christmas was awesome. I mean, the food was spectacular. The desserts were, oh, my goodness, wow. And it's a great idea. So for companies that just want to go someplace and celebrate a Christmas party, I mean, what a great venue. It was a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for organizing that, Peter. You did a good job.
Buy tickets. Show up.
Well, no, but you found out about it, and then you investigated, and then you figured it was a good place for us to go as a company. So, well done.
Well, why weren't you up there dancing? Why weren't you breaking the moves with me?
Because I was solo.
Yeah. Well, it didn't matter. Hey,
right.
At one point, just kind of like a few minutes ago, I had to go to the washroom, so I just left Barb on the dance floor. And
all
I
by
just
herself.
Went to the washroom. Well, she went over and joined with two other girls that were dancing, and I said, great, I'll take off. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So don't feel bad that you were sitting here and I took off.
Well, maybe next year. Yeah, who knows? We'll see.
Now, I got this call quite a bit in the last week. My humidifier is leaking water.
Mm-hmm.
How can I shut it off?
Well, if it's leaking, you need the humidifier. So instead of shutting it off, I can understand you want to shut it off.
There should be the leak.
There should be a dial, and you should be able to turn that dial to the off position. And that should turn the valve off. And it should stop the solenoid valve and close it. I mean, if it's a drum humidifier and it's got one of those floaty valves in it, if you got one of those, I mean, you need to shut the water off and replace the humidifier because it's...
How do you shut the water off?
Well, you follow the water line back up and there'll be a valve. If it's a piercing valve, good luck, because if you touch it, it's probably going to leak more. If it's a ball valve, just turn it and crossed is closed, in line is on. Okay, so just... shut that valve off, and that should stop the water.
Now, I had this said, do I turn it left or right?
Which way is it facing? I mean, turn it any way it turns, right? But crossed is closed, in line is open, okay? So that's the easiest way.
And if it's a piercing valve, do you turn it right or left?
If it's a piercing valve, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, so you turn it to the right.
Okay, there you go. Righty tighty, lefty loosey. I hadn't heard that for years.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah. I just put my hands up and go left, right?
Yeah.
Now, this one concerned me when it came in because I thought, okay, I hope you've done something. But it says, I smell gas and would like someone to come out and find out where it is coming from.
Okay.
If you smell gas, what should you do?
You should call 911. Or call the emergency line on Enbridge because that's very serious. So you shouldn't be calling around. I mean, if you smell gas and you're smelling it all the time, I mean, if I'm walking past my exhaust vent of my tankless water heater, I always get a little whiff of natural gas because that's just pre-ignition. But that's outside my house. If I'm not inside my house. If you're inside your house, you smell gas. There's something going on. So if you're smelling it, you need to call 911, and they will dispatch the appropriate people quickly. Yeah,
and Enbridge will come out, and they may determine where the gas leak is and then shut it down and then say you now need to contact your
heating contractor
to come out and repair that.
Right.
They won't, in a lot of cases, won't repair it unless it is their, like the meter or something that is their line that they need to work on. But, yeah, when I saw that, I said, well, I hope you did something before you sent me this email because you need to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, we want to say to everybody, head down to the Farm Boy on Wellington Road. Our crew is there looking after. Thank Dean for organizing it.
Yep, thanks, Dean.
The Business Care Food Drive, and we want to make sure that we can collect as much food, fill those two big yellow trucks.
Yes.
So that we can drop that off and take care of everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit the podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.